People on probation in Solihull are being mentored by ex-offenders because it's been found to bring down the chances of them causing trouble again. Nick Dwyer has been in and out of prison since he was 14. He's not committed a crime for a year now, and he's the lead mentor, and he says it's changed his life.
As soon as I had the opportunity was available, it was something I'd really wanted to throw myself into, and since I have done, I've grown a lot by watching other people grow. You know, I come in and I see people get a little bit of hope, and I see the light come on in people's eyes, and I see people with a desire to want a new way of life. And it's just, you know, it's mind-blowing to think where I've come from and what I can now give to other people. You know, they can see hope in where I've been. They understand the way I talk.
Now, Nicky committed crime to fund his drug habit. Steve Dixon is from Changes UK. It's the social enterprise that works with substance abusers and running his scheme alongside the probation service. And he says that if people are able to get off drugs, they're much less likely to commit crime.
Changes works with people who misuse substances. That's where we come from. And what we found, we've got a 78% success rate of people that have come through Changes who remain drug-free and kind of live, you know, integrate into the community. But the biggest outcome we found that was reducing reoffending. You know, people who have come through, if they're living, you know, life on life terms, then they're no longer offending.
Paul Levy is from the probation service. He says that mentoring is a really effective way of stopping people taking drugs and reoffending.
The most effective way to reduce reoffending is to work with current offenders to rehabilitate them and move them away from the reasons they commit crime. To that end, there's a lot of emerging evidence that the influence of someone who's been there before and come through the system and come through the other side, being able to give hope and guidance to current offenders. When you add that to the intervention that probation and its partners already provide, it can be extremely successful in reducing reoffending. And that's especially so with substance misusing offenders.
Now, this is the first scheme of its kind in the West Midlands. Those running it are hoping to roll it out right throughout the region. We'll keep an eye on that scheme and let you know when that happens. 20